Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Eat a Florida podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but chief, I guess, firefighter of a whole lot of other things you can find at eatitandlikeit.com, including conversations around the state of Florida about the food and the food scenes. My guest today is in St. Augustine, Florida. Her name is Andrea Jones Downs. I apologize. She is owner, CEO, and chief firefighter. That's where we got that from.
Yep.
Of the Tasting Tours, a local tour company in and around Old Town St. Augustine. First of all, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
My pleasure. 2010, you said you moved to St. Augustine. That is a decade and a half ago.
That was a long time ago. But native Floridian. But let me say though, native Floridian, born and raised, as well as the family beyond that, before that.
Very good. Yeah, that matters.
It does.
I know. I'm a Miami boy. I understand how all
you
that
understand.
Works. Yeah, no, I get it. So, we'll get into your tours and what you guys do here in a minute. But first of all, how are things in St. Augustine these days? Summer 2025.
Well, it's hot.
Yeah,
it's very hot.
Capital H.
Yes, very. You know, it's from what I understand and from what I've read in the different meetings that we've gone to, tourism as a whole is kind of down for right now.
Yes.
So I think a little bending and a little super weaving to try to make sure that we do what we can with the tourism's down and make sure that locals are having a good time. But I think it's been a very nice summer. A little hot. Stay hydrated.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it palpable to see when you're walking down or driving through Old Town to see, we're a little bit off. Okay, you've been around long enough to
you know what the tell you know what the telltale is on that one?
The trolleys.
Yes.
Yeah.
You knew exactly where I was going to the trolleys. Yeah. If the trolleys are not full, then right. You know tourism is slightly down.
Oh yeah.
But the fall is almost upon us. It's coming. So it'll be back up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That same thing is happening here in Savannah. The same thing. You see the trolleys, like, okay. Uh-huh. Usually there's people hanging off the side of them trying to get in on it, but when when you see them 10, 20, 15, 30% full, you're like, okay, it's soft around here. But
everybody's avoiding that heat. I think everybody's avoiding the heat as well, you know. Gotta love Florida and you know, southern summers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, I hear you. And then I talk to chefs and restaurant owners. Yeah, we're still up from 2021, but it's not as up as it was, you know, before pandemic. Okay, well, you can't have everything. Can you just roll with it and stop walking around pouting?
Exactly, exactly.
We tease because we love. Everybody's working hard out there.
Absolutely.
So, tell us then about the tasting tours. This is you are one of two founding partners, correct?
That is correct. My partner is Joanna, and she is the CFO. And then we also have a third little cog in the wheel, which is Nikki, and she is our director of national sales. We were formed in 2011, so we've been around the block for a little while. We have food pairing tours. We've evolved from a food and wine pairing tour to now food, wine, cocktail pairing tours in the historic district. But I want to say also preface that we have three EVs that we're able to take people outside of just the walking area in the historic district, take them to like the island, Anastasia Island, uh-huh. Uptown, Lincolnville. So we're able to actually show them more with these capabilities of the EVs.
I'll jump in there and say, you know, as I told you before we started rolling, I've been down to St. Augustine a bazillion times, it feels like, since 2020, since the St. Augustine Food and Wine Festival came along. Everything, it feels like, shouldn't say everything, so much is gravitating toward Anastasia over the Bridge of Lions.
A lot.
You know, the Floridian has moved. What is the name? Gypsy.
It just closed, but another restaurant is going in. I believe that was Cafe 11, if I'm not mistaken on that. So somebody else is going on.
Yeah.
Gas, it also closed in the island, but the Floridian, if I could talk today, is actually one of their spinoffs. Bees is going in there, from what I understand.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. And then, you know, the whole Anastasia scene over there, I've been, like I said, a million times. I actually did a photo shoot with our friend Melissa over at Oddbirds a couple of years ago. The Osprey Tacos, which is one block over. Yeah, been there. I've been pretty much everywhere. I've had dinner at Llama and all of it.
Love Llama. Marcel's yes, fantastic. Love him.
Of course.
Auburn's one of our favorite stops on the tours. Yeah. Osprey Tacos, if you have not tried it yet, there is a, and I kid you not, there's a Brussels sprout taco. And I know it sounds crazy. I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm going to tell you, it is amazing.
Okay. I'll have to try that. No, Brussels are one of those things where when they're done well, there's, for me, few things better. So if they're great Brussels in a taco, I'll eat the fool out of that.
Absolutely.
So are tourists, we call them visitors, are they finding Anastasia, or is that still kind of a locals area?
I'm not really sure they're finding Anastasia per se. I think we have the Island Boulevard tour that's seasonal, where right, we are introducing people to or guests to Anastasia.
Right.
I'm not sure they're actually still, I guess, you know, unfortunately, everybody thinks that just the historic district and St. Right. George Street, that's all there right, is in St. Augustine. There's right, so much more to St. Mm-hmm. Augustine than that.
I know. Uh-huh. I know. So much more. I mean, I'm not a resident. I can even tell you West King is having its moment right now.
Unbelievable.
Down where the guys are in the marina at Asado Life, the food truck marina that's down there, there's so much. Uptown, you know, Uptown is having a moment.
So much. There is. It's like, you know, I find it very interesting. Since we started this company, in, like I said, 2011, the industry itself, the food industry, the dining, the fine dining that has come to St. Augustine since we opened, mm-hmm, it's been a total change. A total change. It's becoming very foodie. Very foodie. With the expansion, the chefs that are in town, you look at somewhere like Lotus, mm-hmm, with Chef Barry Honan.
Yep.
I mean, just the talent that is in town now is incredible. Incredible.
Fair to say then, and I've asked this question a few times down there, in your opinion, from your view, you've been there a decade and a half, it used to be kind of a quiet bedroom community for Jacksonville, but uh-huh, there's been enough talent moving in now to be able to stand on its own and go, we don't need Jacksonville. There's,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Still a small town. Lots of people, but still a small town.
Of course.
But yeah, the talent that is here, just incredible. Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. Even something as casual as bar foodie, if you will, and I say that respectfully, as theirs on St. George, Prohibition Kitchen has fantastic food.
Okay, absolutely. And speaking the live music scene, too.
Yeah, so the last time I was there, I had their Brussels. I'm sure you've had their Brussels.
Oh, I have, too.
Yeah, those are some of the best Brussels I've had in outside of a big fine dining restaurant. That's why I make a point of it, because you don't think there were a throwaway that night. I wanted a vegetable.
Yeah.
And I said, let me get the Brussels. And my wife asked me, why did you get Brussels? Well, because I wanted something green. And so they were outstanding. Man, they were really, really good.
You know, Oddbirds, too. When you get a chance, Oddbirds as well.
They're Brussels?
Yeah.
We're
going to make a whole podcast on Brussels.
But we'll have to go do that in Brussels. What do you say?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, it's a date. So tell us then, you said you started out food pairing, wine pairing, and cocktails. Tell us your most popular tour, food-related or drink-related. What is it?
Our flagship tour is called the Corks and Forks. That is a strolling tour. That is a 4-5 stop pairing tour. So food could be food and wine. It could be food and cocktails, kind of a mixture of both. I think that's probably our most popular, seems to be. That mm-hmm. is within the historic district. And then second, the wine and dine, which is the rolling. And that is, on, of course, on the EVs where we stretch out and get over to Anastasia and into Uptown.
That sounds like fun. How long does that last?
Year round.
No. The tour, the actual tour.
Oh, 3 hours. Well, it's a 3-hour tour, just like Gilligan.
that's not too hard to remember. Are all of your tours about 3 hours, three and a half?
3 hours. We do have some seasonal fun. We have like this season. Last season we had, it was a big Mrs. Roper season, and we had pub crawls with Mrs. Roper, and all of the women would dress up like Mrs. Roper.
Yeah.
This year, apparently, moo moos are a big thing. Who knew? So we're doing some mimosas, some moo moo and mimosa, moo moo and margaritas. So just a little fun. I mean, people like themed things. So we will cater to that and have fun with it.
Yeah, no, the Moo Moo thing is, I think, a spinoff of the Mrs. Roper. They kind of hung it on Mrs. Roper from Three's Company back in the day. We are dating ourselves. But it was, I think, more so the women were enjoying it because they could wear something comfortable when it was warm out.
Yes.
If Mrs. Roper had dressed in something else, it would have been something else.
It would have been something else.
Yes.
And we do, I tell you another popular one, Jesse, coming up in October, we do have a Beetlejuice pub crawl.
Oh.
Full garb Beetlejuice, and we do kind of this, I don't want to say haunted because there's not really haunted tales, but it is a Beetlejuice hosted by the ghost with the most pub crawl.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean there's no haunted on the tour? There's plenty of haunted at St.
There's plenty of haunted there.
Yeah.
He's not doing, it's not like a haunted ghost tour. It's character pub crawl.
And so Beetlejuice takes you on a pub crawl.
Exactly.
I like that.
And Lydia's there too. Hour?
Who is?
That's about two and a half. About two and a half.
Who else is on there?
Lydia.
That's Winona,
counterpart,
right?
Counterpart. The dark-haired counterpart, Lydia. Who was that? Winona Ryder.
Ryder. Yeah. Winona Ryder.
We
not
got
to be
this.
Confused with Winona Judd.
Exactly.
That sounds cool. Is that how you're going to do that every weekend seasonally?
Every weekend in October for Halloween month. Mm-hmm.
It's the first time you're doing it? Have you done it before?
No, we've done this for years. People love it. It's already booking out right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, I bet it fills up real quick.
We have a fantastic character that does that. Who is
cool.
Also, during the Nights of Light season, is also Grinch.
Oh, how convenient.
Isn't it? Yeah, and you don't think about it, but I mean, we're approaching the holiday season quick.
Uh-huh.
Quick.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And I know, I'm sure you've been down here when it's Nights of Light season.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my man found his niche. He's Beetlejuice, and then he's the Grinch. And then, yeah, wow. Very cool. Okay, so I'll ask you in a couple of minutes how we can find you and track you down and all that stuff. But I do want to ask you, how often do you guide any tours? Do you do any tours, or are you just running the business?
No, not personally. Now, mind you, when the company started out, yes, Joanne and I did all of it.
Right, of course.
Now we have a staff, a full-time tour guide staff, as well as office staff as well.
Okay, so then I'll put you on the spot.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sure it's happened. Oh, okay, you have a tour company around St. Augustine. We're coming down. There's three of us. It's your one of your siblings and three of her besties are coming down, and they're asking you to take them on a tour. That doesn't happen, does it?
No.
Seriously, that doesn't happen? People don't ask you to take them on tours?
They know better.
I put
them with a wonderful guide that I think they'll match with.
That's funny. I'm surprised to hear that.
I'll join them. How about that?
Fair.
I'll join them as a guest.
Because I don't need to tell you how often I get asked for a restaurant recommendation. We're looking for a kid-friendly, great wine list, and serves hot dogs. Where would you go?
No.
That happens to me all the time. And then when I tell them, okay, here's your perfect place, and they end up at Applebee's.
Oh goodness.
and then I want to fight them. And I say to my wife, you see why I don't give recommendations?
Right there.
Please don't ask me anymore. So I will ask you then to name, I'm going to ask you to name a couple of places where you like to go casual, you know, happy hour with good food or dinner, but nothing too fancy.
Okay,
but outside of Old Town. Give me two or three, four if you've got them.
Hmm. Okay, so if I cross off my fancy ones, because I like my fancy dinner.
Yeah.
Love to hang out at Carrera Wine Cellar for lovely wine, and their staff is amazing.
Yep.
I love to sit in the rockers on their front porch drinking my wine. I think we touched
the one right there on King across from the church.
That is the one that is on San Marco, right down from the fort. It's kind of
correct. Okay. Yep. Okay. Gotcha.
I love Carrera. Staff there's amazing.
Yeah.
I say casual, but I don't know if I would call it casual. We touched on it just a little while ago. Was Asado Life amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, Chef Matt Brown and Nick Carrera, amazing.
Yeah.
They have a wonderful bar staff too, all craft cocktails.
Agreed.
I think it's casual. And we did touch on Llama. That's not really casual, but
no.
Chef Marcel, amazing.
We Lotus, touched on Hotbirds.
Yes. Now we'll go back to Lotus. I think Lotus is amazing. A little bit, you know, a little bit more upscale.
Yeah.
And then, one of my fave places for brunch is La Nouvelle. So over in Lincolnville, the French concept.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best quiches I have ever had.
That is owned. owned by the same ownership as Michael's.
Correct, Michael Lugo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the old Preserve over in
Lincoln. That is correct. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been to the new? And I'm sorry, I'm hijacking your list. But have you been to the new French spot there next to the brewery behind the Leitner?
No, it is on my list though. I did hear really good things. I did go to Jacksonville location a long time ago, but it is on my list to do.
My understanding is this one is far more bougie than that Jacksonville location.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. That is on that is top of my list.
Okay, they must go check it out.
I'm going to be down there probably around Labor Day, not Labor Day weekend, fantastic. But either before or after, and that's first on my list.
That's on the list.
Absolutely. So then one or two lovely dinner, where are you going?
That whole romantic date night thing?
Yeah.
Well, Collage is always a must.
Yeah.
Collage is always lovely on Hypolita.
Yeah.
And I would say probably, I would probably hit up Michael's. I have to say, I would probably hit up Michael's too. Because, I mean, you always count on a fantastic meal, so.
Yeah. Have you been out to to his new spot in Volano yet?
Absolutely.
I've been for the festivals, but I haven't been to sit and eat a proper dinner. So
try that again. The decor, amazing. What they did with the space, just like what they did with La Nouvelle. I'm not sure who their decorator is, but they did an amazing job with that.
Yeah. I haven't been inside La Nouvelle since it was the Preserve before.
Totally changed. Yeah.
I'm sure. Have you been counting calories? Because there are a lot we just threw out in 17 minutes.
We just threw out a lot of calories. But every bit of it worth it.
Yes. Well, I think it, you know, you and I just rapid fired a lot of names and places that if someone's listening and they're taking notes, we hit them with a lot of stuff. But that's just an indicator of how deep the food scene is becoming. In St. Augustine. I don't think anybody's going to go comparing it to a Miami or, you know, Tampa, St. Pete. But for little old St. Augustine, y'all got it going on quite a bit. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool. So tell us then, before we go, where we can find you if we want to jump on that Beetlejuice tour.
Absolutely. It's thetastingtours.com.
That's it.
That's it. I mean, that's very easy.
And if you, like you said, if you want to get in on that Beetlejuice thing for Halloween, they book up how far in advance? I would think by mid-September.
It's already on sale and it's already booking, as well as crazy. That Grinch I mentioned too, almost sold out. But we do our daily food tours 7 days a week.
Our pairing tours. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Very good. Well, Andrea, it's a pleasure to chat with you.
And
we will, I look forward to us getting together when I'm in town for a proper glass of wine and we could talk about Brussels sprouts.
Sounds like a great conversation.
Trip to Belgium. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jesse.